So we've talked a bit about affordable housing and residential development downtown, and I'm curious that, and this is based on my background, there are a lot of companies that choose to locate themselves in downtown Ann Arbor because of the amenities it offers and the talent that it attracts. But once those companies grow past a certain point, the options for them become a lot fewer to stay within the city. And I'm curious, we've seen all of this development happening downtown that's residential. What part does the city have to play in terms of encouraging commercial development? And I'll start with Sally.
Sure. Good question. So I have been thinking quite a bit about the scarcity of large floor plate office space downtown. It's a reality. And so what do we need to do in terms of allowing growing companies to stay in Ann Arbor? I look at our business corridors. I look at North Main Street. The North Main Street Huron River Task Force did a very comprehensive assessment about river use on North Main Street. And it did talk about the opportunity to rezone. And I think that we really do need to rezone North Main Street. It is ripe for redevelopment. I've attended recently the Huron River Watershed State of the Huron River report and heard that for communities in Michigan who build on their rivers, to expect a 3-to-1 to 6-to-1 return on investment. So North Main Street, a very important corridor into downtown, it is ripe for redevelopment to create more large floor plate office space, same with State Street as well.
Chris.
I think it's terrific that there are so many vibrant and active businesses downtown. I think they have come downtown to use the existing office space that we have now because downtown is such a wonderful place, because frankly there's parking that's available for them through the parking that we've invested in. Our parking system is an economic development tool that has been well utilized. As these companies grow, they need more space. If the market were such that it was profitable or practical for buildings to be constructed to serve this need, then people who own property downtown would choose to do it. They have not yet done so. There's limited large plate office space coming in proposed in the Dahlman building on the old Wylon. I'm looking forward to that. But broadly speaking, the city, I think, can serve to facilitate businesses coming downtown, offices that exist there. If property owners have plans on what they need in order to build new large plate office space downtown, I'd be eager to open, but broadly speaking, I view this as a market problem that the city is ill-equipped to solve just like that on its own.
Sabra?
I'm kind of glad that we're just going down the line. It's a lot easier for me to keep track of where I am. Our zoning downtown incentivizes residential. It makes building residential very easy.
Yes.
And it doesn't make building large floor plate office space easy. It doesn't make building commercial space easy. But it makes building more residential easy. And it does so because we as a community said we wanted amenities downtown. Mm-hmm. And we were told in order to have those amenities downtown, which we can consider questionable, we need lots more people living downtown. Well, that was the reality we faced a decade ago, and now we're looking at whether we're getting what we want. One of the things that I've done is make certain that we go back and take a really hard look at the incentive program for downtown development to see if we are indeed getting what we want. But as we talk about building on corridors, we have to look at the impact additional traffic on those corridors will bring and whether those corridors are even accessible. One of the challenges we have for building on the river is that that's a state-owned road, and it's extraordinarily difficult to get onto Main Street from any of the adjacent properties, and extraordinarily dangerous.
One quick follow-up, Sabra. Which downtown amenities are you considered questionable?
There's a couple of interesting limits on zoning today. In D1, everybody gets what's called a 400 FAR, floor area ratio, which means the lot size times 4 is how big a building you can build. You can build that building in any configuration up to, depending on where it is, 150, 180 feet, but you only get 4 times the lot size unless you add additional FAR through meeting one of the incentive programs. But you get 300 FAR just for putting in residential. So if you do the 400 base plate and the 300, you've reached 700 FAR, which is seven times the area of your lot. And honestly, that's all you can build anyway. So there's no incentive for office. There's no incentive for commercial. There's incentive for making a greener building. There's incentive for pedestrian amenities, and the big thing, everything is geared around is building more residential.
Steve? How can we inspire commercial development? One is, obviously, we need to make sure that our zoning is up to date, which I believe it is. And I'm not, you know, let's talk about what we have today. All right, our parking system is subsidized by millions of tax dollars. All right, the DDA has to transfer property TIF dollars over to the parking system because of the underground parking structure debt. With all that money going into the parking system, that is all public. All right, because of the way that bond sale was packaged, we borrowed $50 million to get 500 additional spaces and four blocks of streetscape. If we want, you know, and then, but there's plenty of land for commercial development. Right, I led the effort to sell the Y lot. It's available and it's been sold to Dahlman. For the library lot is now listed for sale. Plenty of space and plenty of air rights to get development there. There's the Brown lot. There's the budget rental lot. There's the First Martin lot across from City Hall. There is property downtown that the commercial development interests can use. It has nothing to do with City Council. The only reason we've got all this residential luxury student housing downtown is because the U of M increased their enrollment by 5,000 students in the last decade. That's what's driving the market. Let's not think that council has some sort of handle and control and can inspire this luxury student housing when it's all driven by the U of M.